Starting today, Republicans control the House, led by John Boehner, with a cut government spending focus. But already they've had to backtrack on that promise of cutting $100 billion in government spending. And despite promises to make legislating more transparent, they'll vote on a repeal of health care reform next week without first holding hearings on the bill. Over in the Senate today, Democrats still in the majority will try to change filibuster rules, but the spotlight is on the House. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of that network's political webcast Top Line. Rick, it's democracy at work. It's also theater, and we've been told what's going to happen. But still, what are you looking for?
This is a day, I think, about the personalities. And you have this extraordinary scene where the first female speaker, who just 4 years ago got the gavel from John Boehner, then the Republican leader, and is now going to be giving it back to the same Mr. Boehner. And we know that John Boehner is an emotional guy. We'll look for him to cry. Nancy Pelosi, less known for emotion. But I do think this is a day of pageantry, a day of pomp, and a day of celebration for the new Congress. But it really is about the people, the 435 members of the House who just got elected, a lot of them with much different backgrounds.
Well, earlier this week we heard from a freshman Republican with his plans. In a few minutes we're going to hear from a Democrat with his response. And one thing the Democrats are saying today is, told you so, because, as we said, Republicans are now backing off that pledge of cutting $100 billion in government spending.
Yeah.
Aides are reportedly saying the goal is more likely $60 billion a year. But even that can't be done without cutting the military and homeland security. So how's this going to play out politically?
Look, they've already made a concession by saying that original pledge was unrealistic in the first year. But they're going to get a lot of pressure from the Tea Partiers, including a lot of the new members of Congress, to say, look, we need to do this for real. That said, even $50 billion is a really hard thing to do. That's a serious sum of money. And no one, including top leaders in the Tea Party, have come up with a list of cuts that even come close to approaching that. So far, all we've heard from House leadership, $35 million in their own budgets is the only specific cut that they've talked about.
Well, and then there's health care reform. Republicans planned what everybody agreed is sort of a symbolic vote to repeal it next week. But Vermont Democrat Peter Welch is trying to make that more real. He wants to propose amendments to force Republicans to vote on popular elements of the law, the pre-existing condition provision, or allowing young people to stay on their parents' health care.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen there?
Well, I think that's the counter strategy. The big problem that people like that Congressman Welch has right now is that they're no longer in the majority as of today. And it means that they don't control the schedule in the same way. So there's some places along the edges where they can offer amendments, but it's much harder to get things done when you don't control the House calendar.
Well, the White House is doing some backtracking of its own today. In health care regulations, not the bill that was debated
right.
and voted on, but in the regulation, they'd allowed for Medicare coverage of end-of-life planning discussions, what the Republicans have wrongly called death panels. But now the White House says they're going to remove that language from the regulation. They said it wasn't in the original bill, so it wasn't debated. And it seems they're agreeing with Republicans it's not fair to slip it into the regulation. But is this an olive branch or is this them avoiding debate? Because doctors were thrilled about this.
Yeah. What's interesting here is the White House has really tried to have this every different way. They have at times denied that it was even in the law or that it was in the regulations around the law. Then they admitted that they were in there and that they were okay, and now they've taken it out. To me, it just points out the explosive nature of the political debate, and it's another big reason that Republicans are able to have a day like now. They control the narrative, the discussion, the debate over health care from the moment it was enacted.
And Rick Klein, just your quick thoughts on White House spokesman Robert Gibbs announcing his retirement today, at least from that job. White House spokespeople come and go. But one of the big criticisms of the Obama administration is that they just did not get their message out. Is he the fall guy for this, or was it his fault?
He'll take some of the blame, clearly. But I think, look, Gibbs was criticized for a lot of things, but I think he was an effective spokesman overall for the administration. He's not going far, but he won't be right on the inside. So we are seeing a time of transition over at the White House as well.
Rick Klein, senior Washington editor for ABC World News and host of their political webcast, Top Line. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.